thinking of thinking I'm going crazy. And I've said this a few times, and audiences members are going, oh yeah, that's happened too. So it's not just happening to me. But, okay, before I say this, you all have gotten robocalls where you pick up the phone and they're like, how would you like an exciting time? Oh, fuck it. And you just, hey, that was a goddamn robocall. But I've gotten a couple of calls recently where I pick up the phone and it's a woman's voice. And she'll go, hey, how you doing? I'm like, I'm good. And then she goes, so I wonder, oh, hang on, something's wrong with my headset. And she'll adjust her headset. Okay, so it's not just me. And then, and I'll go, oh, that's okay. And then she'll start talking, and it's just a recorded pitch for a, the whole thing is a recording, including the, oh, sorry, something's wrong with my headset. And three different times I've gone, that's okay. And then they go into their stupid pitch. And I then, when I hang up, I'm like, you motherfucker, like, I'm so angry. Like, I'm gonna burn your building down if I figure out. Because they just tricked me, and I'm so angry. And also what makes me, okay, first, I'm angry because they tricked me. Second, I'm angry because what that means is some robocall company had a meeting and said, we can't just have the, they pick up the phone and the guy goes, would you like, we gotta add a little zest and pizzazz to hook them, and then they'll listen to the whole thing. And the idea, so it means they, and they found some failed screenwriter, out of work playwright, and the idea that the man or woman came up with and got paid for, the level of drama they came up with was, oh, my headset, let me just adjust my headset. That's as far as they went. If you, okay, if you've already committed to just completely bullshitting me on a robocall, entertain me, just go for it. Like when I pick up that phone, I'm like, hello, I should hear like, he's stabbing me. Oh God, I'm bleeding out. I saw, he's killing everyone in the office. I'm hiding him. Please listen, I promised my son when I left today, I would sell one timeshare in Boca Raton. If you could just please, oh God, please just hit two on your phone. Pick up the phone and they've launched the missiles. They emptied all the silos. The only safe place is Sandy Cove in Monterey, California. Press two to hear about an exciting new offer. You need to repopulate the earth.
Watch Patton Oswalt, Annihilation, only on Netflix.